Good morning. 8:29 a.m. Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. It's a bit later than I wanted to go, but today was a early day taking the kid to work. Then I had to get a grocery run in, and I had to take care of the groceries. Then I could come for my walk, so here I am. Sun is hot, the air is cool. I'm walking through the neighborhood here in the shade, smelling the trees, smelling the grass. It's a beautiful day. Oh, I'm sore, I hurt. My entire body hurts. Not because I have a flu, but because Comcast came yesterday. So they fiddled and fuddled and measured and tinkered, and the conclusion they finally came to was there was a fault in the cable run from our data closet, such as it is, to where the modem was. And the problem with that is it's above a finished ceiling. So in order to find out where that fault was, we would have had to tear out the sheetrock ceiling with the textured paint from the 70s. And get up underneath to find where the cable crossed from one side of the room to the other above between the joists. And that was pretty much a non-starter. That was pretty much no. It might have gone as high as hell no. So what we did was the logical thing, which is what we should have done before, because as having done it now, I remember that the last time we had problems, guy said, getting a little signal reduction from between here and there, but it's not terrible. And we probably could have done it. He put in a amplifier bridge and some other stuff, and it probably would have been fine. But the right choice is to figure out what to do about that cable this time, so that it's out of the picture. So we changed up how things are routed in the closet, which meant we needed to move the modem to the other side of the room. So the modem was actually backed up against the wall where the cable comes in. So there's almost no cable. It's like 2 feet between the in-house junction and the modem. And we drilled a hole in the wall and put in a new connector. And then he left. And then we had to put everything in the house back together. So cables that weren't needed anymore needed to be pulled. Most of the computers in the house are on wireless. Most of the devices on the house are on wireless. So TV is on wireless. My wife's iPad. My Windows computer, her Windows computer, the kids' Windows computers, they're all on wireless. So the only ones that weren't were my Linux laptop, which I need to update because I can't get the wireless to work. Probably just need two. It's still a good solid box for what I use it for. It's a communications hub. It's where I do the processing for the podcast. I don't use it very long, but I use it every day. So I had to run a cable, Cat 5, around the other side of the house so that it could get to there. The alternative was to rearrange the furniture in the living room, in the computer room. That's not going to happen. So the big challenges came when we had to pull the old Cat 5 out. And it kept getting... My wife kept tugging on it. She wanted that gone. She wanted that cable out of there. We don't need the cable anymore. The cable has to go. We've got to clean it up. Got to move it. Got to get rid of it. So we did. But it ran behind her shelves. Her shelves were loaded. And of course, she tugged the connector so that it came and lodged between the baseboard molding and the leg of the shelves. So getting it out of that was a tremendous challenge. We did finally manage it. We did get the wall board back on where the cable guy had put the cable, the new cable connection in. We'd taken the wall board off so that it would make it easier. And then I had to deal with drilling a new hole and taking care of all the stuff that needed to go back on the wall. When in hindsight, I probably should have just said, you know what? Do your shit. And let it go with that. But we got it done. It took me until like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon of tugging and fixing and moving and bending and scooching. I'm sore. The upside, the cable has not dropped link once since he left, since we did the final connections after getting all the wall put back together. Hasn't even lost timing once. So whatever it was, everything that we did made a huge difference, because that fault was coming 25 times a day, once an hour, which isn't right, because it would be good for an hour or two, and then it would come up and go down, come up and go down, come up and go down. Then it would be out, be good for an hour or two, and it would come up and go down. So the work, I don't know how much it's going to cost. The work I did certainly takes a load off my mind. We got everything up on wireless that needs to be up on wireless, except for that one laptop. It's got a wireless card in it, but it's got an odd chipset, and it's running Linux. An old version of Linux. I've got to update it. So, yeah, I've got some work cut out for me there in terms of system maintenance on the in-house machines. but it's back, and I'm sore. But here I am, I'm out, I'm walking. Got a knot in the middle of my back again. Try to shake that out a bit. Oh, here we go, sit with me. Mug post. Sun is hot. And I'm protected from the breeze now, so the breeze that was keeping me cool has gone away. A little bit of shade here and there. I'll be able to be all right. I'll be able to get back. Won't die. I am dehydrated, though. That's odd. I usually dehydrate this early in the morning. Probably residual from yesterday. I couldn't seem to drink enough water. I'll finish, have a cup of coffee and swap over to water for a while. Have a glass of milk with lunch. I keep making that sound because my back is complaining. I don't know if I'm not standing up straight enough or standing up too straight or what the hell story is here. So tomorrow's the last day of the Dog Days of podcasting. It has been an interesting challenge. I feel bad for missing, 5 days? You know what? I'll be doing a podcast almost every day. As long as I can get my butt out here walking. So the other thing I'm thinking about today is this little problem I have with the story, with the new Smuggler's Tale. And I can't decide. One of the problems that I've got is that from the very beginning, and I went back and looked at the very beginning has promise, but it's kind of hinky. It's kind of, okay, all they got to do. Something. Let's have them do this. And the problem, I think, is that. I think the this I had them do isn't the right this. I need to have them do something else. The title of the book is Suicide Run. And originally, I sort of had an idea of where I wanted to go, but didn't go there. So I need to fix that, which means I basically have to throw out 42,000 words, several months, and get back to basics. I need to think of, what does Zoya want? What does Natalia want? They've had one adventure. We got a glimpse of a little bit about how toehold space works. Not a very good look, but a little look. But the whole problem with this story as it sits is that neither one of them seem to want to do anything. Neither one of them want or being challenged in any way. So with Ishmael and Pip, they both have challenges. Even the chief has challenges, and Al certainly has challenges. But Natalia and Zoya, they don't seem to have any challenges beyond how to keep a positive cash flow. And as long as they don't go anywhere, as long as they don't do anything, they got plenty of cash because they've got, Zoya anyway, keeps getting paid from Port Newmar. It's not a lot. More like a stipend or perhaps a retainer. And they don't really know where it's coming from. It's just that it's coming from a deposit in Port Newmar. Or they assume it's coming from a deposit in Port Newmar. I don't know that that was established. It's just that Port Newmar was the last place they were. So I have to come up with something for them to do. Well, that was an interesting idea. I like that idea. Not sure where it goes. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.